It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're putting on our analytical goggles, really zooming in on something maybe a bit unusual. It might seem light at first glance, but trust me, this source material models, well, high stakes, teamwork, and integrated learning better than a lot of corporate manuals have seen. We are diving deep into the Leaf Jumper League competition.
Oh, absolutely. It's a really remarkable case study. Efficiency, performance under pressure.
Yeah.
It's all there. You know, people talk about big sports events, but The Source calls this the most exciting fall event of the season. It takes place in Whimsy Woods. But picture this place where, you know, golden leaves are swirling, acorns bouncing around. Seems designed to distract you, really.
Right. Quite the setting. And our mission here, based on the material, is to sort of extract the insights, isn't it? What does this league tell us about, say, optimal team design? Assessment methods.
Exactly. It's all about structure and function.
Okay. So let's unpack the core players first. The Mission Monkeys. The Source is really precise about their roles. These aren't just personalities, are they? They seem like specialized functions.
That's a great way to put it. Specialized functions needed for, well, a multidisciplinary challenge. You see four key roles right away. You've got Mila. She's the brainy one, the strategist. Loves word games, plans the attack sequence. Kind of the team's cognitive anchor, you could say.
Okay, the anchor, then there's Milo.
Milo, yeah. He's the physical powerhouse.
Yeah.
The strong jumper, the main mover. But The Source also mentions his silly laugh, which, you know, maybe suggests that physical talent can sometimes come with a little cognitive distraction.
Interesting observation. And Mia.
Mia is the planner, meticulous, the systems thinker. She carries that banana-powered notebook who really highlights her reliance on prep, on data, even when things get chaotic.
Nana-powered notebook, right. And finally, the wild card, Mick.
Mick's the jokester, described as the one who jumps first, thinks later. You know, in high-stakes situations, that kind of risk tolerance, it can be catastrophic or, as we'll see, maybe unexpectedly vital. He's like the team's agility metric.
Okay, so strategist, powerhouse, planner, and agility. Got it. And their task.
It sounds simple, but it's physically demanding. They have to leap from one floating leaf to another. And each leaf presents a challenge they have to solve right then and there.
And the big risk.
Falling. Falling into the crunchy leaf pit below. It represents, you know, immediate, irreversible failure. One mistake, mental or physical, and you're out.
So it's a system demanding knowledge and real-time application. Synchronized, under pressure. What's the actual competition structure? What kind of tests are they facing on these leaves?
Well, what's fascinating is this integrated assessment model. It's not purely academic, not purely athletic. It's both woven together. Every single floating leaf throws up one of three challenge types. A math problem, a rhyming word puzzle, or a high-pressure spelling challenge.
So the team has to delegate instantly, switch between logic, language, motor skills, no pausing.
Exactly. No time to waste. And you mentioned roles. This forces them to rely on their specialists immediately.
And actually, you can't have high performance without the right gear. The Source makes a point about Meek's banana-powered boots.
Right. And that's not just, you know, fun flavor text. It highlights how specialized tech enhances capability. Mick doesn't just jump. He needs that powered bounce for his high-risk, high-speed style.
And he knows it, too. He shouts, time to bounce.
Yeah, that shout, it's pure confidence, isn't it? The kind that customized equipment can give you. It's the link between the plan and the physical act.
Huh.
And, of course, to keep it fair, provide that instant feedback, there's a neutral judge, the leaf judge.
The talking maple leaf with glasses.
That's the one. The glasses, I think, are meant to convey that immediate gravitas, that visual expertise needed for quick, accurate rulings on the academic side.
Okay, let's get into the early rounds. They really show how this seemingly rigid team structure actually works in a fluid situation. First up, cognitive skills. Starts with math.
It does. And this is where we really see that delegation efficiency in action.
Round one is called math mayhem. The problem goes to Milo, the strong jumper. It's 7 plus blank, 12.
Okay, now if you were just testing Milo alone under pressure, maybe he freezes up on 7 plus 5. But it's a team game. Milo's job is the jump. His focus needs to be there. The source notes, he actually scratches his fur. A bit confused for a second.
And this is where Mila, the strategist, comes in. She doesn't just give him the answer that would be cheating, presumably.
Right, she guides him. She whispers the clarifying instruction. What plus 7 equals 12?
Reframing it.
Exactly. Mila acts like the team's external processor. She reduces Milo's cognitive load, lets him focus on the physical task. He quickly gets at 5 and makes the jump. Safe landing, point secured. It shows how top teams delegate the mental load away from the physical executor.
That's a fantastic insight. Not just sharing tasks, but sharing the cognitive burden. Okay, next up, round 2, rhyming rumble. This one falls to Mia, the planner.
Yep, Mia's turn. The challenge. Find the word that rhymes with glue. Options are blue, grass, jump.
So testing linguistic agility now, but also processing options, which fits Mia's profile.
Perfectly. And you see her planning skill applied to words.
Right.
She doesn't just guess. The source shows her systematically rejecting grass, jump. No, then confidently. B-L-U-E.
And her precision isn't just mental, is it? The source says she lands like a gymnast.
That's right. Thought translates to movement. She even adds a little flourish. Sticky like glue. It underscores that meticulous planning isn't just for, you know, spreadsheets. It ensures flawlessness in thinking and in doing. A planner executes with calculated accuracy.
Which brings us to round 3. High stakes here. Spelling spin. It's Mick's turn, the jokester, the speedster, and the loof is spinning fast. The word leaf.
This is where that agility and the risk that comes with Mick's style really gets tested. That spinning leaf is a huge environmental stressor.
And he falters, right? Shouts, L-E-E, no, no.
Yes, a momentary slip. Sequencing under pressure. But the key is that instant self-correction. He recovers. L-E-A-F.
So he gets the word right, but the instability.
Exactly. The structural lesson here is about redundancy and recovery. His speed, his physical skill, his main strength compensates for that brief mental error. He spells it right, but then because of the spin, he slips off the edge, heading for that leafy disaster.
But he doesn't fall.
No. And this is where his specialization becomes the safety net. He catches the next leaf with his tail. An incredible acrobatic save.
Wow. So his physical prowess rescued his academic fumble.
Absolutely. In a really effective team, like this model suggests, one member's core strength mixed with agility has to be good enough to cover their known weakness, like maybe impulse control or accuracy under speed. That save-proved physical talent can be the best risk mitigation sometimes.
Okay, so they've nailed logic, planning, linguistics, physical agility, recovery. They've shown they can solve problems. But the final challenge, it changes things up, doesn't it?
Fundamentally, the whole assessment pivots. It moves from testing what they know to testing, well, internalized ethical principles. This is the life lesson leap, intentionally non-academic.
The ultimate differentiator, you called it.
I think so. In any high-stakes field, knowing how isn't always enough.
So Mila, the strategist, lands on the biggest leaf. And the question isn't math or spelling. It's simple, almost profound. What do you do when you make a mess at home?
Think about that. If this was just about points for facts, that question is irrelevant. But by including it, the competition says ethical grounding is mandatory. It's a required layer of competence. And the crowd's reaction immediately shows the wrong paths.
Yeah, you hear shouts from the sidelines, run away! And that very specific one, hide the banana peels. Classic avoidance.
Exactly. The path of least resistance. Self-serving.
But Mila, using that same strategic foresight, that wisdom that helped Milo earlier, she provides the essential lesson. Responsibility.
Delivered with total confidence, too. You clean it up, that's the right thing to do.
And this is where it gets really interesting, structurally and even metaphorically. That answer, just stating a principle of responsibility, it unlocks the final stage. The leaf instantly sparkles, it grows, becomes this giant, stable, floating platform, lifting the whole team to victory. So the insight is, ethical principles aren't just nice-to-haves. They're structurally necessary for stability, for success.
That's what the model suggests, yes. The life lesson leap literally provides the stable foundation that their academic skills alone couldn't build. It connects personal integrity directly to, well, foundational support. It validates the whole thing. Knowledge, technical skill, crucial. But they have to be built on integrity. The Mission Monkey showed the full spectrum, the know-how, the collaboration, and the ethical core.
And that successful leap confirms their win, leading straight to the leaf crown ceremony.
Right. The leaf judge, the talking maple leaf with the glasses, flutters down, places these golden crowns, made of glitter leaves apparently, on their heads. Champions.
And the judge sums it all up.
Perfectly. In his final cheer, he gives this clear 4-point summary of what they actually mastered, what the competition truly measured.
Okay, what were they?
First, they solved math problems, demonstrating logic. Second, they nailed rhyming and spelling, linguistic skill, processing speed. Third, that crucial life lesson, clean up after yourself, responsibility.
Logic, language, ethics. What's the fourth?
The meta lesson. They had FUN and they worked as a team. The whole competition models this ideal performance environment. Individual specializations working together, supported by shared ethics, all done collaboratively and ideally, enjoyably.
So if we take the Leaf Jumper League as a kind of blueprint for success in any tough field, really, it's saying technical skills are maybe, what, 3/4 of it?
Something like that. And the last quarter, the part that actually provides the stable platform for victory, that's ethical responsibility.
The integration is key then. Logic, language, physical skill, and ethics all in one assessment model.
That's the real takeaway, I think. It's not enough to be smart or fast.
Yeah.
You also have to be responsible, principled.
Mm-hmm. Which leaves us, and you listening, with a final thought to maybe chew on. A provocative question as you jump into whatever your next challenge is. Considering all the skills needed for the monkey's victory, the math, the acrobatics, the spelling under pressure, and that core ethical principle, which of those four lessons is actually the hardest one to truly master and keep mastering consistently in real life? Logic, language, physical skill, or ethics? Something to think about as you navigate your own next set of floating leaves.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.